And a good morning to you. It is 8:33 a.m. on this Tuesday, August 8th, 67 degrees outside. And it's time now for Community Connection. Ben Nicholas here with you on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And we are joined by Mayor Copeland, Ward 1. But Mayor Copeland, very excited to have you here. First off, now, we talked a little bit about this during before we started this program. Now, I normally cover Dewey. I never cover the city of Dewey, so I don't have a chance to go to the city council of Bartlesville City Council as often. What's it like being mayor? How are you enjoying it so far?
It is. It's a lot of fun. Good morning, Ben. Good morning. You get to work with so many great people. I think that's the best part. We were talking about the city stuff, talking about working with scouting stuff, and mm-hmm. just got back from Philmont. And that's one of the real benefits. You volunteer for these things, and you don't always know what it's all about going into it. But the one thing I do know is there's a lot of good folks working together to make this city better. And it is fun. I get to go talk to people, tell them what's going on with the city. They, in turn, tell me what they're thinking and experiencing. And we've got a great community, and being mayor just puts me in the middle of that sometimes, and that's a mm-hmm. lot of fun.
I think the last time I was at the city council, campaigns were still going on for the seats and stuff. So, again, excited to be here and excited to speak with you. City council meeting last night. I think the hot topic was the Frank Phillips home, but other things happened as well. I mean, in your mind, what is the most important issue that we were able to at least start working on last night?
We work on so many things that mm-hmm. take so long, and we can talk about the Frank Phillips money. That started almost a year ago, but so many of these projects that people wonder, why isn't something happening? Why don't they do this or that? And a lot of times behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on, but you don't see it until the final part. So, for instance, last night, the Bartlesville Municipal Authority, the BMA, met first specifically to deal with what will be called the Bison Trails Apartments. Out at the northwest corner of Bison Road and Highway 60 or No Water Road, out by the ABB buildings and the industrial park. This is a project that started several years ago. The city council at that time approved TIF number 9, a tax increment financing mm-hmm. to help with infrastructure. The phase one will be 158 market rate apartments. Steve Adams and his development group have been working on that. All of that work takes so long to pull everything together for a project of that size. They anticipate about a $21 million cost on the initial build out of phase one. But that will come out of the ground, and much like we saw with the Silver Lake development, which is another thing we talked about and worked with last night, people see it coming out of the ground, and then it happens very quickly. Mm-hmm. And people begin to get excited. Jump around town. We look at Eastland Center. I still think of that as the old Montgomery Wards building, later the Atwoods building. That is getting just a total makeover. The top was taken off, roof was done, heating and air conditioning, walls, doors. It'll look totally different, but Hobby Lobby plans to utilize that facility, a bigger, closer to the highway. In front of that, you see it's being smoothed off. A pad is down for Chick-fil-A. There's other people interested in Bartlesville. There's some really good things coming forward all over town. And last night, we authorized the legal actions that have to happen to get the funding for a TIF. And I won't go into those details. They're all of the things that are required for legal actions. But nevertheless, we took that first step forward. And the same thing happened with the Silver Lake Village Phase 1, which now they're just east of Lowe's. You can see lots of buildings out of the ground, parking lot, curbs. It's really starting to shape up, and people can see what that's going to be. I'm told that that will be handed over to the tenants to begin their interior design and construction. They still plan to open later this year, and that's not very far away, but for how long have we worked on these things? A lot of people, the Bartlesville Development Authority, David Wood and his group, have worked diligently on that. Now we're seeing the fruits of all that efforts. And that's some of the stuff we worked on last night that when you read the agendas, all this legalese is not terribly exciting, but it's what gets us to where we are right now.
Absolutely. And we talk about the TIF 9, and you mentioned which is all a process, and it's all getting things started. As far as for the TIF District 9, for those Bison Trail apartments, what is the next step as far as that is concerned? Is there anything else from you, or is it just construction starting?
No, the next step is that the group we authorized last night, the legal entities that structure these things so that they conform to all the laws, state laws, federal laws. So the action we took last night authorize them to go out for bids so that we can secure the funding that the city is going to help with infrastructure, all of the, you know, streets, sewer, drainage, those sorts of things that are necessary. That action was taken last night. John Wolfe, Nate Ellis, that have been really good to work with, said that they would do these actions and expect to be back in 2 to 3 weeks. At that point, the city will be in a position to actually move forward securing funding, and then when we have that in place, that allows the developer to go get their funding locked up. So there are all of these things working with banks and attorneys that perhaps are not exciting, but they're extremely important. Mm-hmm. So that happens in the next 30 days. I expect that all of those pieces will come together.
And you mentioned things that are happening, like Silver Lake Village is happening, mm-hmm. renovations to the Eastland Shopping Center are happening. Those things have taken so much time. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of talk about how can we get new residents to come to Bartlesville. How can we get new people to come to Bartlesville, not only just in tourism, but people here to stay? And it's, you know, this has taken a long time to get done. So is this, we're finally kind of seeing these plans come to fruition a little bit and seeing some growth hopefully happening?
I think so. We've been at a bit of a disadvantage. We went out, we did our homework. Former Mayor Ted Locken kind of led the charge on that with what was known as the Angelou Study. They came back and said, these are your strengths, these are the areas you need to work on. And I think those have been addressed diligently, step by step by step. I call them, and the people that I speak with, I call them the three R's, that we're told that you need more shopping. I call it recreational shopping. We have a lot of great places in Bartlesville to shop, but people wanted more variety and choice. Mm-hmm. Recreational dining. Again, we have lots of places to eat, but people wanted more of this or that or the other, and we see that happening. And then the final one was recreational sports. And we've worked with the sports fields, the aquatics places, and we've got more that we're going to do, but we've addressed each of those. To answer your question, how do we get people to be here? We have a tremendous community in terms of infrastructure, in terms of culture. We have a world-class, I call it performing arts center, we call it the community center. Mm-hmm. But we have lots of things for a city our size, the Price Tower, Willow Rock, the list just goes on and on. We have schools that are literally year after year in the top one or two or three or four in just about every measure. So we have all of those pieces in place. We're adding some remaining pieces, and we have these younger people that have families and they have the things that they need. We think we're addressing those, and we feel like that the people will begin to look at Bartlesville and agree with the rest of us that that's the place we want to be.
Absolutely, and as you look at, and we mentioned before we started this, I'm from Dallas, basically, and so I've seen big city, and I've went to school in Stillwater, so I've seen relatively smaller city. And
of course, living college there, don't they?
They do have a college there. Stillwater has Oklahoma State there, and if you took the college out, though, I don't know where Stillwater would be. Don't tell them I said that. But when you have your giant mayor convention and you talk to Gina Noble, don't tell her that. But You see Bartlesville, and it's kind of amazing to look at. It's so different at different parts of Bartlesville. It's a city, we have downtown, but it's also a suburb, but it's also relatively rural, and it's kind of an agricultural influenced city. There's like so many different parts to Bartlesville when you look around surrounding cities and stuff. Like, this is the place where people come for the Friday night, for the weekend, for whatever, and that's amazing. And the fact that we're trying to increase that, I guess, and trying to build upon that.
Well, we've had such a culture. We have a global presence with, you know, international companies. We have citizens, friends, neighbors from around the world. I've been worked with the Boy Scouts, and you're hiking along and doing things and camping that scouting does. And the boys are talking about this and that. I remember one conversation, we were at Philmont, and everybody got talking about pizza. If you've been to Philmont, trail food becomes a little tiresome after a few days, freeze-dried everything. But nevertheless, so they're talking about pizza. What else could you talk about but pizza? Well, I like this pizza. Well, no, they really got that pizza. And one of the fellows said, well, I really like the pizza they had at the Grotto. And he, boys, well, where? I've never been there. Is that in Tulsa or wherever? He said, well, no, it's just outside Rome. He was not talking about Rome, Georgia. So you have these interesting conversations in Bartlesville where the cultures intersect. It's just a unique city. We've been told that it was a micropolitan. We're not quite a suburb. We're just mm-hmm. a little too far. But we do have the Willow Rocks. We have the Wild West culture. We have the Native American culture. But then we have the international flavor. And we found that people tell us when they come here, they want to stay here. The trick is getting the word out so that they know. And we feel like that we're moving in that direction. in the midst of, I've been told, the longest economic downturn in Oklahoma State history, Bartlesville is moving forward.
And that's a feat in and of itself. And I think one of the things, and we're kind of moving along, we have this list here of things that happened in the council meeting. Moving along here, one thing that helps that, and one thing that I've noticed in my times of very short 23 years of living in cities, is that I feel safe in Bartlesville. For the most part, and that's any city. I feel safe in Bartlesville. One thing that I'm just writing down here, seven police pursuit SUVs presented by Vice Mayor Kane. That was a thing that was discussed last night, and obviously that would help and increase safety in the city.
We have a safe city. We're not a perfect city. We'll continue to work on that. But by and large, I don't worry about sitting out in my yard or the kids riding bicycles, my grandkids. And we'll continue to work on that and keep it safe. One of the reasons or ways you do that is to provide the police force with the tools that they need. And these vehicles are their office. It's their rolling office. When I need them at my house. And that's how they get there with all of the tools. And we've started a project several years ago where we don't wait until the wheels are falling off and they're in the shop more than they're on the street, of replacing several vehicles, 6, 7, 8, even 10 a year, so that that fleet is continually being replenished. The oldest units are being taken out of service. Recently, we were able to take two of the units we had taken out of service. Nowata, the county sheriff there, was in dire need of vehicles, and what to us had reached the end of its life, they were more than happy to get, and we were more than happy to work with them to provide those. So last night, we approved the purchase of seven police pursuit SUVs. Vice Mayor Kane did a great job of explaining that, and we'll begin to add those. We'll get them ordered, get them in, get them outfitted. You have to put lights and all the pieces, and then get those in service.
And of course, there's so much support, and I preface this by, there's a lot of cities and a lot of places in the United States where there's probably not as much support for local law enforcement, whether justified or not. But here in Bartlesville, there is a lot of support for local law enforcement. I'm an avid runner, right? And so I'm running on the streets, and I can't tell you how many signs in the routes that I run, signs of we support local law enforcement. It's back to blue, just all over the place in people's yards.
I've seen that a lot. We still see a lot of the neighborhood watch that works closely with the police department. Charlie Tarbaletti of this station works with Crime Stoppers. And they're there. They call it the thin blue line. It's the border between problems and me. And not many people want to be standing on that border, that when a problem happens, instead of stepping back so those folks can take care of it, you are those folks, and you step up and put your life in danger. It may be somebody that's having an issue, they're angry, and they strike out at whomever. In some cases, it's people trying to do harm. Maybe something, we had floods this last weekend. Who responds and deals? Who wades in the water? Who deals with those issues? And our police and fire and emergency personnel are the folks that are there when you need them. And I've said before, last night we authorized spending $709,000. These are very large numbers for a piece of fire equipment. And people say, well, I don't need that. You don't. But when you do, you want it to be there in just about 15 minutes. And so it's very important that we be ready. And those folks work very hard every day, whether we see them or not, to be available when we need them. And they do a great job.
And to add on to that, flooding is something that occurs here more than I realized when I first moved here. I'll say that my grandmother lives in Bartlesville. She was born and raised here in Bartlesville. And she always talked about flooding, and I was just, okay, Grandma, Oklahoma's flat. There's no flooding here. There's a lot of flooding here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you go back 100 and some years, do you want to build on the top of the hill or the bottom? And the water's at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So you build close to the water. That's very important. They didn't have water piped in, the things that we take for granted. I tell the kids when I talk to them, we water our yards and flush our toilets with drinking water. That's perhaps a privilege and a luxury that a lot of people in the world don't have. So they built near the rivers, and that's great. But unfortunately, rivers are there for a reason. They're at the bottom of the hill, and when the water comes up, that can be a problem. Bartlesville has dealt with that as a city. We have actually purchased properties that repeatedly flooded. It helps us with insurance for our citizens. There's a number of programs that work with that. But occasionally, as I've heard numbers from 4.7 to almost 6 inches of rain fell in a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. There's just not many drainage systems that can handle that huge inflow adequately. And because of that, we did have some localized flooding, some areas downtown, some areas in different neighborhoods. Micah Seemers, our director of engineering, spent all day yesterday, and I suspect may spend most of the day today, doing site visits and learning what can the city do to address that. We're going to spend quite a lot on a downtown drainage project here in the near future, from about the community center there just south of the Price Tower all the way over to about where Delaware would intersect the river, just to the east of the River Bridge, to go in and totally rebuild that drainage system to take those hard surfaces. You know, if it's on your yard, some of it will soak in, but downtown where it's all paved, it has to go somewhere. So that's a project that the city is constantly working to improve that. This past weekend, I don't know that any system we had could have held all of it.
Sure. You can't stop the rains, but it's encouraging to say that the city is saying we're looking at it, as opposed to just not our property, not our problem, kind of a thing.
Well, it's an ongoing project all over town. When I talk to people, and it's one of the neat things about being in the city council, is people will seek you out and ask, why is this traffic light, or why is that bump, or why hasn't that pothole been fixed? And we tend to follow the paths we follow. You go to work a certain way most days, I do. And so we see those streets, but we don't see the others. I try to make it a point to just drive around. It's kind of educational to drive down a street you haven't been down in a while. And you see what the people in that neighborhood are experiencing. And we try to be a balanced approach, so that when we do streets, we try to get streets all over town. And people will come to me and say, well, you fixed that street. Our street is a lot worse than that street. Why not? And it is a judgment call, but we try to use a balanced approach. And overall, streets are improving. We have an ongoing plan. It just takes time.
Absolutely. We're looking at our time here. I got to take a quick little break. And if you were you listen, you heard that phone there. We're going to do a contest on K-Rig. So if you're trying to listen to our sister station, K-Rig 104.9, tune over there, play that contest. We'll take a quick break, come back. More Community Connection on the way.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Another mild morning from Bartlesville to Independence and Coffeyville. Temperatures will stay in the upper 60s and lower 70s for the next few hours. And a high today near 83 with partly cloudy conditions and a northeast breeze at 10 miles per hour. This unusual August weather pattern continues for the next 5 to 7 days. Highs tomorrow into the mid-80s, a chance for a few showers and storms early Thursday morning, and a much higher probability late Thursday night into early Friday morning. From News on 6, I'm Alan Crone.
All right, and we are back, 8:51 a.m. Got a few more minutes here to go for Community Connection. Mayor Copeland here with us. Excited to be here. Couple things. We kind of talked about this briefly at the start of it, but one thing that's kind of been in the news, and I know it's been in the news because I am the news, is the Frank Phillips home. And there was a, you know, you can never write anything without causing a little bit of a panic. You can put as many times as you want in there, like, don't panic, but there's a little bit of it. I think a little people were a little bit worried, thinking that, you know, you hear the words demolished and you hear the words out of money, and they think just the worst. Yeah. But this is not necessarily the case.
It really is. And in fact, out of this concern, I think, will come a tremendous advantage, a tremendous improvement. About a year ago, the State Department of Historical Society, get it right, Mr. Blackburn's the director there, met with them, and they said, we just have a budget crisis. We cannot fund everything, and we've made the decision that we cannot adequately fund that. That rocked along for a while, but began to have meetings, and the Frank Phillips Foundation, which handles Willow Rock, it just seemed like a natural. I cannot imagine a better solution than to have them involved with finding the right and best way to deal with this. But people misunderstood. The Phillips family, the descendants, mm-hmm. when they deeded that property to the Historical Society, put in several caveats, if you will. And one of those would be that if the state finds itself unable to operate this as a historical site and maintain and take care of it, that it would be deeded over or given to the city of Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Great. If the city of Bartlesville is unable to maintain and operate this as a historical site, that it would be raised, destroyed, and made a park. And the contents would then be given to the Frank Phillips Foundation. Now, that was their choice, their wording, not ours, not the state's. And that perhaps was misunderstood. Nobody wanted that. The state did not. Mr. Blackburn did not. The city did not. Nobody wanted that.
Right.
And so discussions were ongoing, but it's a fairly large responsibility. And people wanted to be cautious and be careful and do the due diligence. And what has come out of that that we got to do last night that I find very exciting is the Frank Phillips Foundation has agreed that they would take that on. And it's just a natural. You think about it. What did they do? Willow Rock. What was Willow Rock? It was Frank Phillips' country home.
Right.
Really nice country home. Mm-hmm. And we get to still visit and enjoy that today. Well, what was the property on Cherokee? It was his city home. What a neat connection that would be. And why wouldn't it work for one group that's handling Willow Rock to also operate this? So what we see coming out of this is the Frank Phillips Foundation, who is dedicated to preserving and caring and sharing those opportunities, those materials, the books, the pictures, the buildings themselves. It's a natural fit, and they have stepped forward, been very gracious and very eager to work with us and with the state. Last night, the city entered a two-part agreement, initially to lease it, so that we can clear the legal hurdles that have to go through a court process. We think that will take 30 to 60 days. In the meantime, they will operate it. We will then, anticipating a court approval, will then deed that to them. And they already have ideas about what can we do not only to keep this, but to improve it, to expand the use of the facility so that more people can see and enjoy it just as they've done with Willow Rock. I think it's very exciting. It's perhaps the best thing that's happened to the Frank Phillips home in 40 years. In the meantime, I want to be sure and give credit to the Historical Society, to the Frank Phillips Foundation, Bob Frazier, their director, executive director, I believe is his title, the city of Bartlesville, the staff, but also the friends of the Frank Phillips home, those volunteers who raise funds, who go and work and lead tours, and have really been the support for that during this period when there are all these questions were trying to be answered. And they have been there and have stood in the gap. And last night spoke out and said, we feel like this is a tremendous solution and we encourage and support it 100%. We think it's a great thing. And I think a year from now, we'll look back and see that out of this adversity came a great opportunity.
Absolutely, and it's encouraging that everyone's taking caution with us, and they're not trying to rush and make any brash decisions.
Want to do it right.
It's absolutely. Lastly, before we go, as we're looking at our time, we're running out of a little bit of time here. School's about to start for Bartlesville, and I love when school starts, and I love the fall. I love football season, and it just seems that communities get together over Friday Night Lights. School starting, is that exciting for you?
It is. I don't know if my grandkids feel the same way, but I've got one that's a senior, and I think the other one's in the eighth grade. So it's a great time. The summertime craziness, vacations, trips, kids at home, and all the things, but it's kind of winding down. But school's getting started again, and that's exciting. People are buying all their new school clothes and all the things that go along with that. Along with that comes the fact that we're going to have everyone from kindergarten up going to school early in the morning. And we really need to be careful. I encourage people, as I drive around town, sometimes we're always in a hurry and people zip by and they're just, maybe they're on their phone or maybe they're thinking about something. We really need to focus around schools more than anything else. Slow down, look around, watch for that little one that jumps out from behind something because they're excited to get to school and they just don't look both ways. So I just encourage everyone to slow down, take a few extra minutes and let's not have a problem and get the school year off to a good start and get another go year at the schools and football season.
That's right. Well, we appreciate it this morning. We appreciate you coming in again, Mayor Copeland. Thank you for all of your time. Thank you for everything you do for the city.
Thanks, Ben.
I have good news for you. Abraham Lincoln's